The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. And I think I have said about all I'm going to say about what happened in the nation's capital yesterday. It was tragic. I just will add this. Folks, stop blaming other people. Stop avoiding taking responsibility. Hey, listen, I know the news media treated Antifa and Black Lives Matter in a totally different way than they did the protesters yesterday. I know that, got that. It is absolutely true. It is undeniable. They were burning down complete city blocks, looting, causing millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of damage, shooting at police, injuring police. And the mainstream media said, well, they were mostly peaceful protests, and we need to understand their frustration. I know that. I get that. Okay? There is a horrible double standard. Because yesterday, there were no excuses given by the mainstream media. These are terrible, horrible, awful people, and this should be condemned, and by the way, it should. All right? So I want to make it clear. I understand the double standard. I understand that the protesters that caused millions and millions of dollars of damage and caused people to die and businesses to go out, I get all of that. That does not, in any way, shape, or form, excuse what happened in Washington, D.C. from our side. Stop making excuses. Okay? Stop making excuses. Well, everybody else was rioting this summer and nobody... Hey, we take responsibility for what we do and what our side does. I've said this over and over again. We are not like them. We should not be like them. We are not like the liberal left. Okay? That's number one. Number two, I have read over and over and over and over again, the people that went into the Capitol building were not Trump supporters. They were Antifa. They were camouflage. They were dressed up. It was a false flag operation to make Trump supporters look bad. Folks, please. Is it possible that there were Antifa thugs mixed in pretending to be Trump supporters? Yeah. Yes, that's possible. But have you looked at the video? Have you seen the thousands of people who breached the perimeter around the Capitol building and unlawfully got on the steps of the Capitol building and so forth? Folks, it is impossible that the majority of those people were Antifa and so forth. Come on. Get real. Stop believing everything you read on the internet. I heard an interview from a former FBI agent, and he said that those people were not Trump supporters in all of his professional life. He can tell, blah, 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 blah. Get real. Now, again, were some of those people probably false, not Trump supporters? Yeah, I think that's very possible. But not the majority. the one person killed yesterday trying to get into the chambers of the House of Representatives was without any doubt a Trump supporter. Sad. A veteran of the U.S. What was she in, Air Force? I don't remember, but she served 14 years in our military. And she was a strong Trump supporter. She was one of those that had breached security and was trying to break into the chambers of Congress. It is sad, tragic that she was shot. Was the shooting justified? I don't know. I don't think so. But stop this. It wasn't Trump supporters, because all Trump supporters are peaceful. Folks, come on. Deal with reality. There are estimates that there were 300,000 people there to protest yesterday in Washington, D.C., supporters of Donald Trump. 300,000. The overwhelming majority of them did not participate in the attempted coup and attempted siege of our government and our Capitol building. Okay? The overwhelming majority did not. But here is the fact. Thousands did. And yes, there could be no doubt whatsoever that the majority of them were Trump supporters. Okay? Now, I am praying that the FBI, the Washington, D.C. police, the Secret Service, everybody involved in law enforcement around the Capitol building, I am praying that there will be very aggressive prosecution of those involved. Very aggressive prosecution. With all of the technology we have, facial recognition, and the people's whose faces were posted all over the media, it's going to be pretty easy to find out who these people were. All right, let's find out. Where are they from? Were they Trump supporters? Were they Antifa? And let's be open and honest, and let's publish the results. Let's find out who they were and whoever they were. If they were Antifa, throw the book at them. What they did was despicable. If they are Trump supporters, throw the book at them. Doesn't make any difference to me, and it shouldn't make any difference to you, whether they were Trump supporters or Antifa or whatever. What they did cannot be excused. Cannot be rationalized. And we need to face it head on. So I pray. I am amazed at how few people were arrested yesterday, and the overwhelming number of the people arrested were arrested not for breaching the Capitol, vandalism, breaking out windows, trying to storm the chambers of Congress. The overwhelming majority of those arrested were for curfew violations. Really? Seriously? The Washington, D.C. police were in on it, and they allowed those people to come in because they wanted Trump to look bad. Oh, come on, folks. You have a brain, please use it. All right, I said I was done, I was finished, but we have to be honest. We cannot excuse bad behavior, whoever did it, and just because they do it does not mean we can do it. So we all understand there is a double standard in the media. And, of course, Joe Biden, President-elect Joe Biden, was condemning all of those protesters that breached the Capitol. Where was he when Antifa was burning down Seattle and Portland and Chicago, where was his condemnation when Antifa and Black Lives Matter were attacking police? Where was he then? He has no credibility whatsoever. None, zero, zip, zilch, nada. No credibility at all. And again, that's part of the double standard. So we are going to see the videos nonstop for several days on all the news sites, including Fox. And it's time we really pray that the Spirit of God would bring about a revival, a movement of repentance in America. It's the only thing that's going to unite us. All right. I'm done with that. If you want to continue the discussion, that's fine. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Let's go back to the phones. And we've got Anthony in Columbus. Anthony, thank you for calling. Welcome. You're on the air.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
Certainly.
I just wanted to just kind of jump right into it. I heard you, I wanted to commend you for admonishing your side, first of all, to just, you know, acknowledge reality and kind of start dealing with truth. I thought that was really cool and not something that I've been used to hearing, particularly from the conservative side recently. But I wanted to say that there's a difference, Bob, in protesting. When you say that the media is biased toward the protesters for Black Lives Matter, first of all, I want you to understand that there's a difference between believers that are supporting Black Lives Matter, the organization. The majority of us do not support the organization because of their standard. However, we affirm the statement of truth that Black lives indeed do matter. And so it's important to make that distinction.
And you know what? That's exactly the distinction that I make. I say constantly, yes, Black Lives Matter. I agree with that sentiment 1,000%. But I also agree with your feelings that Black Lives Matter, the movement, should not be supported and is very dangerous.
I agree. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I just wanted that to be made known because I think there's a lot of people that don't know that. But also, I think there's a march for equality. The reason why people join, namely believers join, these organizations, when they not join the organizations, but join the marches and they rally around the affirmation is because they're protesting what they feel is injustice. A lot of times someone, you know, mistaken where excessive force being used, where we've seen the opposite happen. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, yesterday, I don't think anyone that's being honest with themselves about America's history and about what we've seen can say that the majority of black, a majority black crowd would have been anywhere close to the Capitol building without being shot dead on the steps. I don't think, like, we know that would have never happened. And so what I wanted to say is that there's a difference because those people are protesting injustice.
But I gotta stop you there. You know, there's the Million Man March. There have been huge protests of primarily black people in Washington, D.C., and there was no violence, no one shot. I mean, huge groups of blacks in Washington, D.C. for years and years and years without anybody being shot.
Exactly. But let me be clear. They weren't, those black people knew that they better not dare consider storming a Capitol or federal building. Because they know that they couldn't, there's absolutely a difference. There have been massive protests, but those black people knew that they better not even think about it. Because the restraint that was shown and the assistance that was given to many of the protesters yesterday, there absolutely would not have happened if the majority of that crowd was black.
The Capitol Police were not prepared. And I really believe heads should roll in leadership in the Capitol Police. They, you know, on Monday of this week, on this program, I predicted that there was a real possibility that what happened yesterday would happen. I'm not the brightest bulb in the candelabra. I'm really not. If I knew that there was the possibility that what happened yesterday would happen, you would certainly think that the people who are in charge of the Capitol Police could have known that. They were terribly ill-prepared. And I think there should be a complete examination, because what happened yesterday should not have happened.
Absolutely. And I thank you for affirming that, Pastor Bob. Like, I didn't call. I didn't want to be vitriolic. I just wanted to let you know that there's a difference between protesting what you feel is an unjust murder versus protesting with absolutely no proof or no concrete proof whatsoever. Just because you're a political party.
Well, there may be a difference in those two, but violence always begets violence. Violence never accomplishes anything. And that's one reason why Martin Luther King Jr. was able to accomplish so very, very much, because of his emphasis on nonviolence.
I agree, Pastor Bob. Can I just say one more
thing? Yeah, sure.
Because I also think that, you know, it's a both and situation and not an either or situation. I, like you, love to invoke, you know, the Reverend Dr. King's legacy, but it's also important to realize that he too was murdered in cold blood for nothing more than wanting not to be discriminated against.
Very true. Very, very true. I agree completely. Anthony, thanks. Appreciate the call.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you. I appreciate that, because that caller and I have not always seen eye to eye. And that's the kind of discussion that we need to have. And we've got to be absolutely honest and transparent. For instance, injustice by the police. I have been a very strong police supporter. I have, and I don't make any apologies for that either. But here in Columbus, this situation where this black man was shot and killed in a garage early in the morning, clearly no weapon, no indication of a weapon. There was, the call was not, somebody's got a weapon in my garage. And within seconds, a police officer drew his weapon, shot the man, and then handcuffed him while he was lying, dying. That is wrong. I don't care the color of the skin of either individual. It's wrong.